While in Murmansk, Russia, I had the privilege to teach the Word of God in the public schools. And in one of the classrooms, I don't remember the exact grade level, but say around the fifth, sixth grade, perhaps, this young man asked an excellent question. He said, "Why did not God choose another way to save man? Why did Jesus have to die on the cross to save us from our sins?" And I thought, boy, that is really a good question from a young man like this. And so our study this morning will seek to answer that very question. Why did my Savior come to earth to die? We sometimes sing the song, "Why did my Savior come to the earth?" Or "come to earth," I think it actually is. Well, that's a beautiful hymn, is it not? And it reminds us of the love of God. So as we seek to answer from God's Word this very question, we can come to a better understanding of the love of God. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins and Father Morgan Street Church of Christ. We welcome you this morning to PFE. We all should know what that stands for, preparing for eternity. And hopefully we're all doing just that. Now, I want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, here in Martinsville, as we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes. And then, as we assemble together to worship God, we're striving to do so in spirit and in truth, that is, with a proper attitude and in accordance to the New Testament pattern. And you would be very much welcome to join in with us, I can assure you of that. Something else to mention, we're always looking forward to having Bible studies. Let us know and we'll set up the study at your convenience. And if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, you can send those to us. Again, our address, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code, our office phone number. Area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. One more announcement before we begin our study. Our gospel meeting is approaching very quickly, is it not? May 19th going through May the 21st. So Friday and Saturday night, that would be at 7 p.m. Then Sunday morning, 9:30, and then 10:30 worship, and then a potluck lunch, and then we come back up for the closing sermon of the meeting, and that would be at 1 p.m. Who's our speaker? Brother Ben Vick from the Shelbyville Road Church of Christ, a very fine gospel preacher, an elder there, with Brother Bobby Davis at the wonderful congregation of so many good brethren that I'm acquainted with and enjoy being with. So what's the subject matter? It's messages from the Messianic prophet, and that would be, of course, Isaiah. So we look forward to seeing you at the gospel meeting, and if you have questions or need transportation, let us know. Thank you so much for your attention on that. Now let's get to our study. Why did my Savior come to earth? And of course, He came in order to save man. But let's go into this further. And we'll start with this. Jesus came to the earth to die because it was the will of God the Father. When Adam and Eve sinned, they lost fellowship with God. And at that time, there had to be a plan of salvation to save man. Well, there was, as it was already in the mind of God. God is holy and cannot have fellowship with sin. We need to understand that. 1 Samuel 2:2, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Romans 12:1, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Well, under the old law of Moses, they had dead sacrifices, animals, yes. But now, under the law of Christ, we are to have a living sacrifice as we follow Christ. But again, God is holy, therefore we're to be holy as we seek to live the life God would have us to, and being cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. So, since our sins separate us from God, Isaiah 59:2, we have become needful of salvation. Once we've sinned, yes, we need salvation. We need to be bought back. In other words, redemption. That's what it means to be bought back. And as God said to Satan in Genesis 3:15, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman," that would be Mary, "and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Satan would have the victory. No, not at all. He bruised the heel of Christ, yes. Had him put to death on the cross, but that was part of the plan of salvation. Yes, sir. That was the will of God. Not that the Jews would reject Christ, but that Jesus would be the sacrificial lamb. And so Jesus, as he resurrected from the grave, bruised the head of Satan. And he has the victory, not Satan. So, we need to understand this is very important, that God knew it would happen. And thus, the Jews rejected Christ, but that was not God's will, as we should know, but for Christ to be that perfect sacrifice for our sins and to die on that cruel cross of Calvary was in the plan of redemption in the mind of God from the beginning. In Acts 2:23, "Him being delivered by determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." That's right. In Ephesians 1:4, chapter 3, verse 11, you see here, "Before the foundation of the world, this was the eternal purpose of God." That defeats premillennialism, by the way. God determined the exact time for Christ to come to the earth and to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26:27-28. Notice the present tense. "This is my body. This is my blood." The unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine were representing the body and the blood of Christ as Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, which we're to observe every first day of the week as the church comes together on the Lord's Day. Acts 20, verse 7, is it not? Now, notice Galatians 4:4 with me. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Yes, sir. The time was right for Jesus to come into the flesh. The Roman Empire was in power. The roads were open. There was sea travel now, been made safer. And Greek was the common language in which the New Testament would be written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit inspiring those writers. Koine Greek is now a dead language. God's providence to prevent change. It's the most precise language known to man. So we see this is one of the answers to our question. Why did my Savior come to earth to die? He came to earth to die because it was the will of God the Father. Number two, Jesus came to the earth to die because it was the only way man could have salvation. Animal sacrifices could not take away the sins of man. Hebrews 10:4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. No, sir. Under the old covenant, the law of Moses we're talking about, the animal sacrifices had to be done how often? Every year. Hebrews 10:3, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance, again, made of sins every year. A man could not be sacrificed for the sins of the world because all men have sinned. Romans 3:23. See what we're doing? We're eliminating these possibilities. Animal sacrifices move the sins forward. They were still on their account until the blood of Christ would wash away the faithful that lived under the patriarchal system and under the Mosaic system. Now, we know that God requires a perfect blood sacrifice for the sins of man. So we should realize that all of us that are accountable are sinners, and thus we need salvation. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now, let's go on. Jesus came to the earth to die because it was the only way man could be saved, that he could have salvation. We've eliminated animal sacrifices. We've eliminated a man, as we are all in mankind here, is what we're talking about. Now, third, an angel could not be sacrificed for the sins of the world because angels cannot die. Matthew 22:30, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Of course, angels are messengers of God, as we know. They are spiritual beings without flesh and blood. 1 Corinthians 15:50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Angels cannot be the mediator between God and man either, but only Christ. And this is the reason why. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2:5-6. 1 Timothy 2:5-6, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, excuse me, to be testified in due time. So Jesus, being both God and man, was the only mediator, and still is, of course, that could qualify in that position. Only Jesus. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was the only one who could die for the sins of mankind. Let's notice 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Yes, Jesus had a fleshy body after being born of the Virgin Mary and was able to shed his innocent blood in his death. You see in Matthew 1:23, Isaiah 7:14 was the prophecy of the virgin birth of Christ and fulfilled there in Matthew 1:23. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten Son of God, the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, sir. And Jesus shed his precious blood in John 19, 33 and 34. As he was already dead, the Roman soldier pierced his side, and forthwith came out blood and water. And thus, that is the blood that cleanses us from the sins that we have committed against God. And all sin is against God. Acts 20:28, you see, the precious blood of Christ was the purchase price for his church. Yes, sir, the church of Christ. It's his body. He died for it. And thus it should carry his name and his name alone. Behold the Lamb of God. Jesus was a 100% divine, 100% human while here on the earth. He was sinless. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Peter 2:21-24. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now let's go to the third answer to our question, why did Jesus, our Lord and Savior, come to earth to die? Because he was willing to submit to the will of God. That's right. Jesus was willing to leave heaven and become a servant. Philippians 2:6-8, bear this out. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Note that. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Well, as we think about this, that should really humble us to submit to the will of God. Notice the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was facing the cross, Matthew 26:39, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Jesus was willing to submit to the will of the Father. We need to appreciate that. Notice what Jesus said when Peter cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, Malchus. Matthew 26:53. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? That would be something to see, would it not? But Jesus did not do that. Notice what Pilate said to Jesus, and then what Jesus said in reply, John 19:10-11. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. So as Jesus died on the cross, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, John 19:30. Jesus submitted himself to death. He didn't have to do that. But he was willing to do the will of God the Father. He submitted to his Father's will, enduring the cross, because it was the will of God the Father, and because of the joy that was set before him. We don't want to leave that out. Notice Hebrews 12:2. Yes, the joy that was set before him. Jesus knew that he was the only way for man to come unto the God the Father. Yes, God the Father in heaven, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way. So we need to recognize this is the love of God. Why did my Savior come to earth? Yes, because it was his Father's will. It was the only way that mankind could have salvation. And Jesus was willing to become flesh and shed his precious blood on the cross in his death. And let's look at 1 John 4:7-11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that he might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Well, that's very true, isn't it? We should. Are we doing that? Now, we've answered the question, why did my Savior come to earth to die? We've answered it from the Word of God, of course, not from an opinion. Jesus came to the earth to die because it was the will of God, the Father, from the beginning. It was in God's mind, the plan of salvation that was already there when Adam and Eve sinned, and the plan of redemption started to unfold in Genesis 3:15 with what God said to Satan. That was the plan of redemption in seed form. And thus we also know that animals, as we talked about, could not die for the sins of mankind. They moved sins forward, still on account. Angels couldn't die for mankind. They're not in the flesh. Man cannot die for salvation. No matter how good he may be, he's a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we just talked about Jesus came to earth to die because he was willing to submit to the will of the Father, God the Father. And this is the love of God demonstrated. So why did my Savior come to earth has been answered, hasn't it? Now, as we think about this, as God sent his only begotten Son into the world at just the right time, and God will have Jesus return at just the right time. Now think about it, all of us. We don't know when that's going to be. Now people are predicting it will be any day now, or any week or any month, and it's coming soon. Some people have already been on the radio saying such things. They do not know. How can I say that with a surety? Because I'm staying with what the Bible says. No man knoweth, not even the angels of heaven. So how is it that some think they know, when God says you do not? Let's stay with God. But the point is to be prepared, because we don't know when that day is coming. It will be like a thief in the night. They don't announce they're coming, do they? 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through chapter 5, verse 2, we need to be prepared when that day comes. Now, here's a question that we need to all of us, of course myself is included here. I need to think about this, and so do you. How do we respond to the love of God? What God was willing to do in allowing his only begotten Son to go to that cruel cross They mocked him. They spit on him. They challenged him to come down from the cross and save thyself. And Jesus didn't do that. For the joy. Remember that? He endured the cross, knowing that this is going to enable mankind to be saved from their sins. And think about the burden that was upon Jesus. All the sins of the world. That should humble us beyond measure as we think about the love of God, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1:7. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said, John 14:15. Are we doing that? Are we loving God as we should? What does our life say? Are we worshiping God faithfully as in accordance to the New Testament pattern with a proper attitude? Are we living a daily Christian life as we should? Not just, of course, on the Lord's Day. Are we studying the Word of God, feeding on it every day? Have we even obeyed the gospel? Well, we stand ready to assist anyone in submitting to the gospel of Christ. First of all, we have to hear the truth. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, our Lord and Savior. John 8:24, except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Now, once we believe that Jesus is our Savior, He died for us, we should be motivated now to get out of sin, repent, make a change of wills, and do the will of God. Acts 17:30. We must repent of our sins, get out of them. Once we've changed our will and way of thinking, we're ready to do God's will. Now we're ready for the good confession to be stated. That is, saying, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. That's unto salvation. We're not there yet. Romans 10:9-10. But we do that before others. And once we've made the good confession, now we're ready to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And you see in Romans 6, verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? As we talked about John 19:33-34, that's where Jesus shed His blood. When? In His death. So we're contacting His blood as we die to sin. That's a burial under the water. We come up out of the water to walk in newness of life, having contacted the blood of Christ that washes away our sins, Acts 22:16. Now, the Lord will add us to His body, the true church, where we need to remain faithful even unto death, Revelation 2:10. We'll receive the crown of victory. And we thank you so much for listening today.